The time has finally arrived. I must have upset somebody in the universe somewhere because our chef extraordinaire Gavin Foreman's in with a very suspect-looking plate of food, Gav.
It's not suspect. It's just what you get used to and what you're brought up with. It's definitely different than most you'd see in Australia.
Look, we've said before, I guess if you've grown up in certain parts of the world, eating certain things is just par for the course.
Hamsters. No, it wasn't hamsters. Guinea pigs. Koi.
Before we do that, though, let's talk about another couple of recipes that are a little bit out there as well.
Well, the black pudding one that's up on the website at the moment is a pig's blood sausage. And today being Environmental Day, waste not, want not. So we've got to use every part of the pig.
I'm not sure that's exactly what they had in mind, but okay.
So why not? And the blood sausage is very tasty. Lots of cultures around the world have different versions of it. The Irish, Scottish being black pudding, the French one being boudinois, which means black pudding. Mm-hmm. But they use a lot of, the Spanish use a lot of fruit in it, like dried apricots, which is a Moorish influence from the North Africans that moved through there in the early part of the centuries.
Okay, so that's I'm glad you didn't bring that in.
Yes. I let you off the blood pudding, but I did bring something else in that I will not explain. It is a pork sausage. It is definitely a pork sausage.
Yeah. So essentially, Gav's brought this in. He's not telling me what it is until I've eaten it.
Yes.
Or at least consumed one full bite.
Yes.
Okay. Apart from what you're not going to tell me about this, what will you tell me about it?
Well, it is a pork sausage. Mm-hmm. It is quite the opposite to black pudding. And it's made sausage-like, cut into, half centimetre thick slices, and then pan-fried in butter.
Say an inch and a half by an inch and a half.
Yeah. So it's very tasty. Back home, they used to cook it in lard, but it's difficult to get lard in Australia because health regulations and all that sort of stuff. And making your own black pudding is really difficult because getting hold of pig's blood can be quite difficult. The first time I made it, I had to sign a waiver.
Well, the pigs object to it to start
with. Yeah, the pigs are not fond of it. Pigs are not very happy about it. They won't be very happy about this one either, but I'll wait till you have a taste.
Okay, so I'm tasting this.
Yeah.
Once I've had my
Once it's in your mouth, I'll tell you.
No, wait till I've eaten it. Because if I spit it out on this desk, I've got to clean it up.
Okay, perfect.
So
my timing will be just sweet.
You just keep talking, I'll keep eating.
Okay.
I don't want to do it.
Just taste it.
I don't want to do it.
You can do it with tomato sauce, but I know you're not a huge fan of tomato sauce.
No, I don't eat tomato sauce.
But that's a breakfast item, and it has got oatmeal in it.
Mm.
And that's quite a pleasant face you've got there.
No, it's terrible.
You don't like that?
No.
Okay, that is white pudding, which is all the other bits of the pig. Mostly suet, which is the fat around its kidneys.
Okay.
A little bit of intestine, all mashed together, bleached, mixed with the oatmeal and made into white pudding, which is breakfast sausage that you spread on your toast.
Almost like a normal hot dog sausage without a taste.
So you're not a fan of that one?
No, I will not be. No. If I see that on your menu, I'll just order something else.
Well, the black pudding's richer. It's much richer than that one, but it's probably more famous. But out here, the white pudding is completely different, and not everybody gets to see it or taste it.
I'm still going to say you did kind of let me off a little bit scot-free there.
Well, hey, there's always next time.
I'm daring you now.
Yeah, I feel like I'm being pushed here. Pushed to the limits.
Yeah, I'm daring you.
Okay.
I did olives.
We did do olives. The chocolate-covered coffee bean.
Put the teeth back
in. I know. The chocolate-covered coffee bean.
And I'm surprised I like those because I don't like coffee.
Yeah.
But I like those coffee beans with the chocolate.
You liked the brulee?
Oh, yeah, who doesn't? Yeah.
What else? There was something you weren't a fan of, but I think this one's hit the spot perfectly.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an acquired taste.
I can't see many people in the studio putting that. The curry you liked, the butter chicken last week?
Yes.
Have you tried any of these recipes at home yet?
Not yet. I need to
You need to make the black pudding yourself.
Okay.
And then try it. Because if it's homemade, you'll feel like you've had to try it.
I'll give the curry a try instead. I'll do that. Your pumpkin curry, I'll give that a try instead.
But if you think about it, coq au vin, which is a classic French dish, is thickened with the blood of the chicken. So using blood is not unusual.
Mm.
It's just unusual for certain cultures.
Yeah. You just have to sometimes not think about what you're eating.
Yeah.
Mm. Right, mate, thank you so much for coming in, making my life a little bit hectic for the last couple of minutes. But I have dared you. Now come up with something a little bit crazy for next time.
Not a problem. Done.
Who knows where we'll end up. Sparrows, maybe. That's our chef extraordinaire, Gavin Foreman, joining us on 2NURFM 103.7.